So how are you feeling this Sunday? Are you wondering whether things are going to work out about one situation or another? Do you feel surrounded by people whose tongues are as sharp as thorns? Do you want relief from the pain inflicted by different people and unexpected challenges? Well, I have really good news for you, that God's good plan for you continues to be true. We just need to lean on Jesus. We must put our faith and trust in Him alone. You see, you are loved and not odd. In fact, you are precious to God Himself. Don't look at the thorns in your life. Instead, remember how Jesus wore and bore the crown of thorns for you. And remember that the rose still blooms in spite of the thorns. Let's focus on the Lord and focus on the Son of God, who is the light of the world. And with His light, we can bloom as the rose in spite of the thorns. Trust in Jesus. He will work everything out for you and for your good. You don't have to wonder whether He's changed His plan for you. When we change our attitude about sin and look to Him as Savior and Lord, we can know that Romans 8:28 is true for you and for me, as we are children of God, adopted children when we receive Jesus. So what is Romans 8:28? For those of you who know it, you probably are going to kind of silently or audibly repeat it aloud with me right now. And it says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." I love Romans 8:28, don't you? It's so comforting, and it's so unshakable, even in challenging times. You see, again, God's good plan cannot be thwarted. We don't have to wonder whether God is in control of our scary situations. He still loves us, and He still offers His good plan for us. So come to Jesus. He loves you. Let Him inside your heart. He will help you bloom in spite of the thorns in your life. He will help you walk in love and be a fragrant offering to God Himself. In fact, take God's word for it from Ephesians 5, verse 2. And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Well, let's talk with the Lord about this and open our hearts to Him afresh. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for being so stable, so faithful, so loving, so true, and so good. We thank You that we don't have to wonder whether You're paying attention. We thank You that as we lean on You, Lord Jesus, You take care of our hearts, our souls, our entire selves. And we just right now invite You afresh into our hearts. Fill us with Your Holy Spirit afresh. Anoint us for service. Help us to share Your fragrance with others, and that they may know You. And Lord, I pray for those who haven't yet received You. And we just pause and pray right now, Lord, for You to come into our hearts and forgive us for our sins. We recognize that we've offended You in the ways we've lived and how we've ignored You and tried to make our own way. But Lord, we depend on You and what You did on the cross for us, and that You rose from the dead and conquered sin and death, that You are our substitute, and we lean on You right now as Savior and Lord. Please rule our lives. We repent, we change our mind about sin and ask You to help us change our behavior. We want You and You alone. Help us to bloom and be a fragrant offering. Be one who shares You with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Pray for the Lord to help you share your faith with someone this week. It's time for all of us to realize that if somebody rejects the gospel, they're rejecting Jesus in you and not you. So that takes the personal feelings out of it when you realize it's not about you. It's about the Lord and that person if they reject him. And you never know, somebody can come to Christ really quickly. And so just rely on the Holy Spirit and share about the Lord and how he has allowed you to have a free salvation in Jesus Christ. Well, thanks so much, everybody, and I hope you have a really blessed week. And remember that Jesus loves you, and you can always count on him. If you have prayer requests, feel free to send them 24/7 to our thousands strong page, prayingpals.org. Thanks again, folks. God bless you.